Chapter 88. Walsh could see the park ahead of the helicopter, then the A40 running east to west, and beyond the park, the large Tesco Superstore sign.
Head that way, towards Tesco, he said over the intercom, as he gestured with his Glock.
The helicopter was over Ealing, about 50 feet above the rooftops. The pilot obeyed, and the helicopter banked to the left and then straightened up again. The park was directly ahead of them, a large open space with meadows and woods and with the River Brent meandering through it. There was a golf course to the north and a car park with several dozen vehicles lined up close to a large brick building, presumably the clubhouse.
You need to go lower, said Walsh.
You're crazy, shouted the pilot. But Walsh prodded his leg with the barrel of the Glock, and the pilot guided the helicopter down until it was just 20 feet or so above the houses below. They flashed beneath them in a blur. Walsh frowned as he saw the tailback stretching towards London. There had been some sort of accident, and the westbound traffic was crawling past it. The eastbound lanes were moving just fine, but the traffic was slowing as drivers craned their necks to see what had happened. The accident was about a mile east of the Tesco Superstore, so their target wouldn't be affected. In the passenger compartment, Jimmy the Para and O'Rourke were checking their weapons, Jimmy with his Kalashnikov and O'Rourke with a Heckler & Koch 416. Satisfied that their guns were primed and ready to fire, they opened the side windows. The wind rushed through the cabin, grabbing at their hair and whipping it around. Below them flashed the green of the golf course, dotted with sand-filled bunkers.